Welcome to Shomachshava on the Daf. We're holding in Menoches Daf Samechei. The Gemara Amud Aleph, right after the Mishnah, brings two things that Chachomi had an argument with the Tzedukim and Baitusim. The first argument was, can an individual bring Korban HaTomei? The Tzedukim said you can, and Chachomi won that argument. And the next argument was, when do you bring Korban Omer? Does it have to be on a Sunday, Mochas HaShabbos Bereishis, or it has to be the day after Yom Tov, the first day of Yom Tov HaPesach? And the Gemara throughout the Daf, and beginning of the next Daf, brings all the Mekoyres, the Mochas HaShabbos means Yom Tov. And the Chor have to understand why specifically these things were the things that we had a big Machloikis with the Tzedukim and Baitusim. Mashra, that this is an essential thing that has to do with the philosophy of the Tzedukim and Baitusim, the Chachomim coming to uproot. And we'll add another Hara, that if you Medayik and Losh HaGemara, the first argument regarding Korban HaTomid, the Tzedukim was the one that said it. The second argument regarding the Korban HaOmer, that the Baitusim said. Why this is the Tzedukim and this is the Baitusim? So we will start with the argument regarding Korban HaOmer when you bring it. This I heard from my Rebbe, Moshe Shapir Zatzal, and I found that this very, very similar to this is brought down in Reb Tzadok HaKohen and Likutei Ma'amorim Ois Yud Beis. Why do the Tzedukim say that Korban HaOmer has to come on a Sunday? So he says the main arguments that you have over here is, what is the Koyach HaTorah of Klal Yisrael? We know that the Chachamim represent Torah Shebaal Peh, the fact that there's Torah that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then you have the Torah of the receivers of Torah, the Torah Shebaal Peh, where there human beings, the Chachamim, can come and expand the Torah and darshan the Torah and add to the Torah with their own Seichel. The Baitusim come to argue in that. They say, no, there's no such thing as Torah Shebaal Peh. We deny Torah Shebaal Peh. All you have is what's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is reflected in this argument. The Baitusim say weeks, especially weeks that are leading to Torah, that's something that only can come from Hashem. The weeks that Hashem gave us start on Sunday and end on Shabbos. And only with these weeks we can come to Torah, because it's nothing that we're involved in, nothing that we're doing. It's coming from above. It doesn't depend on us at all. But Chachamim come and say, no, weeks, Shavuos, can be done by us. We can create our own week. Whenever we decide when Yom Tov is, that's when the weeks will start. We will create the weeks that the human beings are the ones that are doing. We will create our own system of Zman, and with that we get to Matan Torah. Because the Torah depends on us. The Torah depends on human beings. The Torah depends on Torah Shebaal Peh. Ratzal goes on to say, that's the Hemshech of the Gemara, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asks, why would Moshe Rabbeinu do Shavuos on a Sunday? So that Zakkai told him, because he wanted to have a long weekend. He wanted to give them 2 days off. And that's because Moshe Rabbeinu, Oyev Yisrael, Oyev, he loves Am Yisrael. So he explains to Tzadik, that's exactly the theme of the Baitusim. The Torah comes from above, we are not involved, and that includes that we don't have to do anything. We can just sit down, ideal, and Kishbuk will give us everything, and we can relax and have a good time. But that's not true. The Torah is given us through Yisurim, three things unique to be Yisurim, one of them is Torah. Torah we have to toil on. Torah is something that we have to acquire. Torah is ours, and we have to work hard to get it. And that's the answer Yochanan ben Zakkai gives back to the Zaken. Look, there were 40 years in the Midbar. It takes time to come and earn things in this world. Now in the Ma'aral, in Tiferes Yisrael Perek Vov, that connects to this theme very much, and he says, this is the idea, the reason that the Baitusi tells him that Moshe Rabbeinu Ovi Yisrael Ayo, to tell you the Torah is coming for our own good, for our own benefit, for us to enjoy and to indulge in the world through Torah. And the answer Moshe Rabbeinu is, no, the Torah is the din. Torah is midas adin in the world. The Torah is demanding the Adam to come and elevate himself. It's not an easy life. It's not something that comes easily. It's something that a person who has to work hard to earn. It's not la ha'anos Adam. It's the demand from Adam to go and elevate himself. So that's regarding the second argument. Regarding the first argument, the Shem Yishmuel, Pashal Mishpatim, Tafei Shaindal, explains Givaldik, that the Tzedukim don't understand that there's such a thing of Am Yisrael connecting together to be one. Because they don't chop the pnimius of Klal Yisrael. That's part of the denial of Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh means Am Yisrael connects together to be one in a pnimius way. They're one. They're ish echot, the tzibur echot. The Tzedukim don't understand that. They don't know the pnimius of Klal Yisrael. So they feel each individual stands on his own. There's no way to connect him. So Korban HaTomid, each one should bring his own Korban HaTomid. We're not connected together in one way. So bringing a tomid as individual, bringing a tomid as everybody together, it's the same thing. One, meaning together, it's like a shutfim, it's like partners. There's nothing that makes the one entity called the tzibur. And he goes on to say that the Gemara doesn't address that. What was the diuk of the tzdukim? Because it says, it's the kev zechot tas, loshen yochid. What did they answer back? It said, tishmiru loshen rabim. So what about loshen yochid? But once you understand that the tzibur is echo, the am Yisrael connects to be one, so really you could say loshen yochid, the individual loshen, on the whole tzibur. So that is the first argument. Does am Yisrael connect together to be one? Do they have the Torah Shebaal Peh that glues them together? And you maybe could take this one step forward. There is a difference between the tzdukim and the baitusim. As I saw someone pointing out, if you look at Megillas Tainis, it says there clearly that the tzdukim had their own Torah Shebaal Peh, which was called Gzeroso. They had their own doctrine that they followed, that told them what to do. They had their own theme. The baitusim did not have that. So what's the difference between the tzdukim and baitusim? The tzdukim, they believed there's such a thing that someone could come and interpret the Torah. But they are missing the neshama of the Torah, as the Shem Shmuel says. They're missing the fact that Torah Shebaal Peh connects to Torah Shebichtav, and there's this interconnection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, and they connect in that way. They have their own interpretation of Torah, which is wrong, which is false. The Baitusim, on the other hand, their philosophy is there's no Torah Shebaal Peh at all. Human being has no way to interpret the Torah. He doesn't do anything. He just sits and enjoys and indulges in this world while HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him things. So this is the shoresh of these two arguments. The first one says we don't have anything special that connects us together. Each one can bring his own korban atomid. That belongs to the tzdukim. That's their taina. The baitusim say we have no Torah Shebaal Peh at all. So the weeks will not be established by us because we can't establish our own weeks. It must be established by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So as Meduyik Heitev, there's two arguments over here, one from the Tzduki, one from the Baitusi, two wrong philosophies where you don't know what's the real Torah Shebaal Peh. Anyone who wants to join, respond to the Shomach Shavah Shirim, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.